Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. Friday again. This is Lock and Load. Joining me from the enclave that he maintains now deep in the heart of Florida is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
I'm good, although I'm trying to expand certain things right now at the moment, and I want to, so I got questions for you, if I may, today. Now, you have told
Absolutely.
Me how you have set up more than one Glock the same way.
Yes. Dependent on in the days before I decided to run stock guns,
right.
Yes. If there was any mechanical change to the pistol that, and I always keep like a primary and a secondary. And the reason behind that is my guns are my everything guns.
Right.
I don't have a carry gun, I don't have a training gun, I don't have competition guns. The gun that the primary gun that I carry, I shoot everything with it.
Right.
So were I to have problems with that pistol for whatever reason, I simply move to my secondary seamlessly because it's mechanically identical. But I do run stock Glocks now.
Right.
But, I had a few Slicky Boy modifications that I don't think were very widely known, or capitalized on that I think, you know, gave me an advantage, during the competitive days.
Right.
But, we can speak to those if you like. But what do you, what are you thinking of? What are you thinking about doing?
So, before the heart attack and before I sort of lost my Glock mojo, because I lost my Glock mojo in 2015. But now that I've recaptured it, the gun that I ran the most when I was going to training and everything, and I did a lot of training in 2013, 2014. I went to four or five classes. The gun I ran more than any other gun in that time was the Glock 17.
Okay.
Now, I like the Glock 17 because of its grip, which is the same grip as the Glock 45.
Correct.
And, you know, I just those two form factors of if there's Glocks out there, I prefer the Glock 45 to the Glock 19, for example. I don't see the purpose of the Glock 19 now. I know it's the most used gun out there, but I just don't understand the purpose of it anymore now that the Glock 45 has come out.
With a Glock 19, really shines is in its true form with the 19 frame.
Right.
One, my hands are too big. Now I can shoot the gun and use it fairly well for what it is, but my hands are way too big for the frame.
Right.
Now you take, you know, hence the G45 many years later. But the G19, if you think in terms of, what is the physiological norm, and think in terms of just how many women alone own and carry guns. The 19 frame is perfect for medium to small size hands.
Right.
It's just, I don't know how they did the math on it, but they certainly did it well with the G19. That's why the G19 is so well loved the world over, because for the majority of people out there, the pistol fits in their hands extremely well, or they like the way it fits in their hands.
Right. So that's
the secret to the G19.
There you go. There you go. So,
but if I may expand on the G45 real quick.
Yep.
The reason I like the G45 over the G17 having the same frame is with the G19 top end, I can drive the G45 configuration much harder.
Right.
I can work with it much more aggressively than I can with a full size, 17 slot. Anyway, go ahead. What do you got?
Well, I mean, that's just what I was thinking about. I was thinking about getting the 17. I've run it a lot. But I'm thinking I'm probably going to set it up the same way, get the same sight, same trigger, stick it on it, and go. However, is there ever going to be a time when you will consider, putting an optic on a gun, put a dot on a gun?
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
And, I've run dot guns. To me, now, a dot, it's kind of a conundrum because, one, I've been running dots on guns forever, since basically the advent of the aim point on work guns. And as a matter of fact, as I'm sitting here, I just from beside my desk pulled out a poster. The photo was taken by Paul Liebenberg. The 1911 in the photo was built by Paul,
mm-hmm.
and it was the first dot gun in what was then known as, IPSC. IPSC.
Right.
Before the days of, I'm not sure if the USPSA was extant then or not, but, little history lesson there. The reason I don't choose to use a dot pistol is I don't need a dot pistol. There's some give and take. If you choose to run a dot, the size of the package, the overall size of the package impacts your pistol choice. Make, model, design. How are you going to carry it? Where are you going to carry it? Most what I've, just by observation, my own observation, the majority of people that carry dot pistols carry appendix.
Right.
And, because it only makes sense, because physiologically you have the width of your body to hide the pistol. You understand what I mean?
I do.
Whereas on either side, you have the thickness of your body, which is considerably, for sake of conversation, you could say half again, half of your width, torso width. But these are all things that you need to think of. But my eyes are really still good. I'm 20/40 in both. I'll be 63 here in a couple of weeks. Now that you make me think about it.
Well, I didn't make you think about it.
You started the conversation, bro, and it came up. That's how it works.
Well, hang on right there for me, if you will. Hang on. We're going to continue this conversation. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. We're talking about a variety of things, mainly about a second gun that I may pick up, and also, of course, right. I did drive him into the ageism thing. You know, I don't care about the ageism thing. It'll be April before I turn 63. But I mean, I'm going right. to turn 63, and I look, you know, I'll enjoy it while I'm here.
I'm just a few months older than you are, though.
Yep. So I mean, whenever you're talking about you're getting old, it's actually we're getting old. So you know.
Right. Well, we dropped off. We took the break.
Yep.
Talking about dot guns.
Yep.
And there's one thing that I want you to understand about a dot gun.
Yeah.
Because you do go back and forth between irons and dots, don't you?
Here lately, I've just been doing irons.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, but I have used
dots. Here's what I know about.
Yeah.
Here's what I learned from dot guns, dot pistols.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be more specific. One, the line of sight, line of bore is huge. So always, you know, if you can get it machined into the slide, that's even better.
Right.
If you think in terms of managing or controlling recoil energy, that is going to have a huge impact on your ability to do that in respect to your line of sight, line of bore.
Right.
And where your hands fit on the gun. But here's the primary benefit that I see that comes from shooting a dot gun or a dot pistol. I keep doing that. The dot itself shows you every bit of movement in the pistol.
Right.
So therefore, even on an intuitive level, it's understood that you have to provide and figure out what you need to or how you need to provide stability for the dot on target. And then at what speed or in respect to time and overall execution, how do you learn to trust it? Trust the dot.
Right.
And what I mean by trusting it is trusting the amount of movement in it compared to the target, and know it's okay to fire because you will hit. Now, it's just going to take time and paying attention to that and firing X number of rounds. And, of course, it's going to take you, X amount of ammunition right there measured with your skill level. But it primarily rests on your ability to pay attention to what you see. Know what you're looking at. Know what you're looking for. And know how to do the math on it.
Right.
But coming back from dot pistols to iron sight pistols was huge. I could run an iron sight pistol much harder than I ever could because I was intuitively, I had learned by running the dot pistol how to better stabilize a pistol, period.
Right.
Because shooting iron sights, you can't see the movement that you can see with a dot. You can't see the movement of the gun or the movement that's in the gun and compare it against the target that you can see with a dot. But you do intuitively better stabilize the pistol. So that's huge.
Yeah. I would agree.
But so what I'm getting at is I think it would be highly beneficial. You know, I have a dot pistol set up. I think it would be highly beneficial every once in a while to break that dot pistol out and do some work with it just to maintain that edge in firing an iron sight gun.
So, with a second gun, should I buy a second, instead of just buying a Glock, should I buy a Glock MOS?
No.
No?
No. Whatever you have already decided on, I don't know, have you already decided on what your primary is going to be?
Well, you know what? I want to get the Glock 17. I want to take them both out and compare them and see which one is just more natural for me.
Right.
And, run them, shoot a lot of rounds.
What do you mean, each pistol?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just want to see, you know, and I mean, you've told me this about, you told
me. Each one of them, what, to figure out which one is going to be the primary and which will be the secondary?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure I understood what you're saying there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you pointed it out, too. I mean, Glocks, when they come off the assembly line, they're being assembled by a person. This isn't a machine thing. So sometimes they're, I mean, you told me about you had one Glock 45 that was new that felt better than your one you had broke in.
Oh, yeah, and that's it's a parts thing.
Yeah.
You know, with the massive production, I can't even think of the word I'm looking for.
Quality control?
Yeah, the QC, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
The QC on the mass-produced parts is going to be plus or minus X number of thousands. You know what I mean?
Right.
So sometimes, you got to take into consideration, yeah, when the solar system lines up, you've got a pistol that comes together that is just very sweet, you know?
Yep.
Because all the parts that came together for that gun come out at the best possible tolerance
right.
of production.
Right.
And you can measure that just by, like, changing cutters on your machines. That's why, you know, changing cutters and running a QC on your machines and all that's highly critical.
Right.
Because it's going to show up downrange if you don't maintain high-quality control.
Would you say there's any difference between carrying a Glock 17 and a Glock 45 as far as just the way it's going to feel to you as you carry it day-to-day? There's not a lot of difference, is there?
No, not a lot of difference,
yeah.
I wouldn't say.
Yeah. Well, hang on for me. We got a couple more questions to go through. Right now, Super Dave has got back on Facebook. S. Dave Harrington. Go check him out there. No telling what he's posting there because he is quite the multifaceted man. And, of course, he shows up here every week, which I thoroughly appreciate and thoroughly enjoy. And when we go on, we're going to continue more about the combat pistol as I'm trying to narrow things down. I have narrowed it down. Now I'm just trying to emulate a few things I've heard about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. Hamas is releasing two U.S. hostages, an American mother and daughter, on humanitarian grounds, specifically due to the poor health of the mother. The action follows mediation efforts from Qatar. Two Americans have been handed over to the Red Cross. President Biden announced from the White House today that humanitarian aid is set to start flowing into Gaza in the coming days.
And I believe that within the next 24 to 48 hours, the first 20 trucks will come across with aid.
He stated that he secured commitments from Israel and Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing connecting Egypt to Gaza. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has withdrawn his candidacy for Speaker of the House. The decision comes after a confidential GOP ballot earlier today and follows his three consecutive losses in voting on the House floor this week. With Jordan's withdrawal, the Republican conference is currently without a nominee. John Schaefer, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Hanks, and I'm talking about I've got my Glock mojo back finally. I've said that before, but I really do have it back this time. I've never obliterated a target with a Glock since before 2015, like I did last weekend or the weekend before last.
What?
I'm very happy about that too. I'm very happy about that because I was blaming the gun.
Well, you know, well that. Clip that you sent me, man. Now reinforce the fact that nothing. At first, when I watched it, I didn't really know what I was looking for.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And then when I understood, basically, you wanted me to look at everything. And then from that perspective, you know, nothing. Nothing jumped out at me as being suspect.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how you did that go into slow-mo back into real-time thing.
It's called a speed ramp.
Like okay.
That. Did you like that?
That was cool. Yeah, that was cool. next time you do it, though, bro, leave it in slow-mo just a little longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when I take the other, when I get the other gun... I'm going
for like two or three cycles.
Yeah, I'm going
to slide.
When I take the other gun, get the other gun, I'll take them both out, shoot the same setups, same scene, same right. angle. Do them both right. in slow mo. Let you look at those, and then you can, you know.
Yeah, cool.
I hope there's not a whole lot.
Well, now
to that
doing no doing. I wouldn't even go to the trouble of doing that, man, because the bottom line is the decision that needs to be made is yours. And it's going to be based on how the guns feel in your hands when you're firing them.
Right.
There's no external influence. There should be no external influence on your decision of which gun to cast, respectively.
I'm going to tell you something. That
they're
I've,
both going to do the job.
Yeah, yeah. I've come to one very interesting conclusion that I've always been a fan of the Gucci Glock. I've had three different flavors of this.
Okay.
And I have none of them left. All of them are gone. And
right.
I've come to the conclusion that with the Glock pistol, the only determining thing that you can do to it is maybe do something about the trigger. And then otherwise, you just have to master the gun. Because, I mean, other than that...
I will say this.
Yes.
About the sights.
Yes. Well, yeah, the sights. Okay. That goes without saying. Say what you're going to say.
If you have factory night sights, I don't know what it is about the factory night sights. I love them. Always have.
Yeah.
But they are regulated extremely well. 20 point impact at 25. Now that's for me. You got to keep in mind that, you know, combat handgun, fixed sight combat handgun, more accurately known as Partridge sights.
Right.
But, I don't know what it is. If you're running factory night sights, those are the only, you know, factory metal sights they offer, I believe, now, or maybe not. Otherwise, get you a good set of sights, like night vision.
Night vision, that's it. I mean, I got those on on this gun, and I'm going to call CJ up and try to get them on my other gun, and, you know, just go from there. I mean, those sights are the fastest I've ever had to acquire.
Yeah, they work real well.
Yeah, and the subtlety of the night sight. I mean, when you're looking at it in the daylight, it doesn't even look like it'd be a night sight. But then you get in the dark, and wow, it's quite the night sight. So,
yeah, they got it going on, that's for sure. And they're regulated real well. That's what I like most about them.
Right.
You know, you can actually hit what you're shooting at.
Right.
They did the math properly. But otherwise, here's as you go through this process you've got going on, keep this in mind.
Yeah.
Here's why I decided to shoot stock guns.
Right.
I wanted to see, and I still haven't seen it yet, I want to see if I can develop the skill to match the inherent mechanical accuracy of the pistol. You understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And I have not been able to do that yet. So, I guess I've, you know, got a ways to go. I don't know. But, I just want to see if I can do it.
Well, I'm sure you're close. I mean, knowing you, I would think that you would always think to yourself that you got a little further way to go. I just don't see you ever getting to the point to where you say, well
that's
I am good to go. I have met my objective.
That's a good point.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
I get it. But, you know, the other part of it is pretty simple.
The flip side of the coin is, from a professional trainer standpoint, is I'm doing what I'm doing will stop pistol. You know, you should be able to do the same thing.
Right.
There's no, you know, real tricks or there's things that you can do. I mean, you can throw money at guns all day long and buy a level of mechanical accuracy that you will never be able to come close to developing the physical ability to match. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's okay. I mean, I've seen people with, you know, very expensive gun rigs, and frankly, they don't shoot very well. because they don't practice.
Right.
It's almost like shooting is like golf to them. They've got all the right gear and stuff, their bags, and when they want to go shooting, you know, they go get their gun bag, go to the range, everything they need is in their gun bag, they do what they do, but it's not often enough.
Right.
You got to practice. That's, I think, where the major disconnect is. Training is training, but you have to learn how to practice properly.
Got to learn
to the point of rehearsals.
Yeah, but you got to learn how to practice without starting bad habits, so you got to be able to check that, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, how do you identify a bad habit?
Well,
How do you even know you have a bad habit?
That's why I shoot video.
Right.
Because I like to take that third-person view of things and try to see what I got going on.
Yeah, that's true, but, I mean, say you have a one-off incident.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
You know, you can't say that's driven by habit.
Right.
You know, that's the whole thing about it is, I like your train of thought in respect to what level of consistent performance. That's another very fine point.
Right.
I'd like to make, before you can even begin to evaluate your ability level, you have to establish a consistent level of performance.
Right.
If you can't measure your ability, why are you trying to do it? Why are you trying to measure your ability if you don't have any?
Hang on there just for a second. We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. We're talking about guns and practicing and gun setup and second gun setup and everything else. And, I mean, one of the things that led me down this path is that you told me that you had at least two guns that are always set up the same way, one for training and one for carry. Is that the way it works out?
Well, actually, no.
No.
One is the in-use gun I use, you know, my everything gun, and it's the primary everything gun. But I have a secondary everything gun.
Right.
That is set up the same. You know, it has the same night vision sights on it. And that's it. Stop. G45, 9mm. You know, and I run 17 mags with plus twos, so I have 19 round magazines set up with the SDAV rig when I feel that's necessary. And otherwise, I'm really taking a shine to that Ruger LCP,
right.
I like the way it fires. It's enough of a pocket pistol for me to hang on to when I fire it. I like the way it's configured. And the holster that I have, I would like to, there's no manufacturing information on it. A friend of mine, P-Pi Jr., sent it to me and said he liked the one he had, wanted me to have one to try it, and I have, and it's a really nice little holster. One thing I have noticed, though, I've not had this Ruger LCP in very long, or carried it very much, and there's already a little GI Gold on the slide. For those of you that haven't been around long enough, GI Gold is not good. It's rust. And I thought that was kind of odd that with the finishes and stuff that are readily available today, that Ruger would use something less than, good.
Right.
To put the finish on a gun they know is going to be carried in the pocket. You know, especially, down here in Florida, you sweat all year round, pretty much. I do.
Right.
I don't know, man. Six or one and a half dozen of the other.
Right.
Got to keep it clean. That's all. That's the only issue I'm trying to point out. Got to keep it wiped down, keep it clean.
When you go shoot, how often, now, do you clean guns like you did when you were in the military? Because when I was in the military, every time we used them, we cleaned them.
No, I understand that part. Did you know that you can actually never really get a gun clean?
Well, I'm sure of that.
I mean, you can clean it, but you put it away, they'll weep. Carbon will weep out of the pores of the metal. Anyway, what was your question?
Well, I was just, you know, as far as cleaning goes, you had asked me if you just had said there's really no way to ever really get a gun all the way clean. And
I think cleaning guns is way overrated, man.
Okay.
Here's my cleaning regimen. I will start with a clean gun. Now, you know, I've been to the armorer's courses. You can YouTube anything you want. Just make sure that you're qualified and you have the confidence to do a complete detailed disassembly on your pistol, and you're capable of returning it to its functional state as you go, as you get finished cleaning it.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, I mean, it's the obvious. You set yourself up for failure. So make sure you're qualified to do that. Otherwise, I start with a completely cleaned pistol.
Right.
Detailed disassembly, cleaning, functions checks. The same with the magazines. Detailed disassembly of the magazines, component inspections, cleanings, proper assembly, and functions checks of the magazines. Every 500 rounds, I will do a field disassembly, spray it out with whatever spray out stuff I have on hand.
Right.
Brake cleaner, whatever. Spray it out, allow it to dry, and then lubricate it as I assemble it. That's it. And I make sure, you know, I cycle the slide enough, and, you know, I have, you know, you follow the Glock factory lubrication points and you'll be fine. I do that 3 times, and on the 4th cycle, which would have digested 2,000 rounds, I do another detailed disassembly and cleaning. You follow me?
I do.
So every 500 rounds, I do a field clean. For 1,500 rounds, at 2,000, I do a detailed disassembly and cleaning. And, you know, I didn't fall off the truck yesterday. If I disassemble it at 2,000 rounds, you know, I'm not, the gun still may be as clean as it was the other times. That's not the purpose of the 4th or the 2,000 cartridge cycle. The primary purpose for that detailed disassembly and cleaning is critical component inspection for life cycle replacement of the parts. You know, if I think, you know, I need a new recoil spring every 2,000 rounds, well, then that's when I'll put a new recoil spring in.
Right.
If I want to put a new striker spring in, it'll be every 2,000 rounds. You see what I mean?
I do.
So, a lot of people don't shoot anywhere near the kind of ammunition we're talking about unless they actually shoot competitively, or frankly can afford to shoot as much as we're talking about.
Right.
You know, I'm going to throw a math problem out here. Kind of, it's kind of a funny thing, but it's not really. I guess it depends on how you take it.
Sure.
But, you know, these guys, there's guys out there that think, yeah, you know, I should be able to put, you know, 50, 60,000 rounds of ammo through this pistol and be good to go. Well, the fact of the matter is, you probably can through a Glock. No, I would have no doubt of that. Now you're going to have, you know, some parts replacement in there as you go because it's going to take time to do that. But I mean, even just to keep it realistic, say 30,000 rounds. That's achievable. And, you know, for I would call that like a life cycle. I'd be like life cycle replacement on that pistol.
Right. And that's going to be the last word. That's going to be the last word, Super Dave, because we are running out of time.
No problem.
So, as usual, first and foremost, I thoroughly thank you for the advice and the pointers and the other stuff. And I will slow down the slow motion to where, you know, you have two or three cycles of the slide to look at, four or five maybe even.
Yeah, cool.
Super Dave Harrington, he is the creative talent behind Combat Speed LLC, which is slowly creeping back to life. He has taken a little bit of a break, a little bit of an unplug. I'm very happy to have him here. Well, hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Come.